It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Mara Wilson, the young actor who was in the movie Matilda and Mrs. Doubtfire, talks to us about life as a child actor and life after the spotlight. First, the Department of Corrections and several other state agencies released a new biennial budget report on Friday. The DOC asked for almost $3 million to face problems at Wisconsin's youth prisons, Lincoln Hill School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. The state's youth prison is the subject of an ongoing investigation after allegations of sexual assault and abuse. Molly Beck joins us now. She covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, again, the DOC is asking for $3 million to address some of the problems at Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills, rather. What have they said about what the money would go for?
Sure. If you've been reading any newspaper in the last 20 months, or not 20 months, but a few months, there's been a 20-month-long investigation at the state's youth prison in Irma, Wisconsin. And that investigation is looking at allegations of abuse of inmates and official misconduct and sexual assault and a wide range of potential crimes there. And this $3 million that a colleague of mine and I wrote about on Friday would address a couple of those issues that they're investigating that's been going on for 20 months. And one of them is, apparently so far, or up until recently, medical staff have not been handing out medication to the inmates there, and it's been, that task has fallen to the guards there, essentially. And because of that, according to the budget request, there's been medication errors. And it's unclear if, those errors have been significant and dangerous, for the inmates' health. That's not clear, but obviously they're taking this money and they're going to hire at least 9 more staff members that are, trained in the medical field. And so nurses and doctors, they would be the only kind of staff that would be handing out medication to the inmates there. And then another chunk of money that they're asking for is to hire more staff just to ensure that the risk of sexual assault is lessened, which is something that a federal law requires detention facilities to do.
Now, going back to that first point, having medical staff dispense medication instead of the security staff, what goes as the best practice nationally? Do we know?
Sure. According to the secretary, John Litcher, he was appointed by Governor Walker a few months ago. The best practice at the national level, according to Litcher, is that non-healthcare staff is unsafe. And he, in this budget request, he called what has been happening there a not acceptable practice. They're not trained or experienced in medication delivery, and they also don't hold what he called the fundamental knowledge of the safe and correct methods of administration of medication. So what he wants to do is to ensure that if anybody's handing out medication at that facility, it's somebody that's, been trained in the medical field to make sure, or to at least lessen the likelihood of errors occurring.
Now, and as you said, Lincoln Hills also wants to be more compliant with the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. Can you tell us, looking back, what kinds of problems Lincoln Hills has had with sexual assault allegations?
Sure. There have been some allegations of inmates sexually assaulting each other. There have been allegations of staff sexually assaulting inmates. And it's unclear whether those allegations will prove to be true, if any charges will be brought as a result of those allegations. But there were a number of stories like that throughout that investigation. And I actually visited some staff there, and they said that they had heard this was happening and it's been going on for a while. It's not something new. So those allegations are not new. And so, but on top of that, the detention facilities have to comply with this federal law that sets staffing level standards to reduce the risk of sexual assault occurring. And some of those standards are you must have this number of staff just around just to watch what's going on. Some, you know, standards say that you can't have an adult alone with a juvenile inmate alone. You know, there has to be someone else there too. So they're working toward complying with that federal law. This budget request won't, you know, fulfill what they need to be compliant. They need 57 more positions, and they're not even asking for half that. It's unclear why they're not asking for the full 57 in this budget request.
Right. You reported they're asking for 8. So did they have any comment about why they're just asking for enough money to hire 8 instead of the full 57 to be compliant?
Yeah, I asked that a few times, and the response I got each time I asked was that they're working toward becoming compliant. They don't actually have to meet that standard until next year. So I'm not sure if that means they're going to be asking for more later on the line. I'm not sure if that means they're anticipating some sort of reorganization. It's unclear at this point why they're not just asking for that full 57 to be compliant with that law.
And what do we know about how this budget request has been received so far?
I think, you know, I haven't heard any pushback on it. I know that Governor Walker's office said that they want to make sure that, you know, sexual assaults are obviously not happening there, and that the medication administration is, you know, how it should be, you know, handled how it should be. So it's not clear. The full budget request from the Department of Corrections is $2.5 billion, so this is just a small part of that. And that represents about a 5% increase in spending. So we'll see if this will be a tight year type budget process. So we'll see if they can get what they're asking for here.
And Molly, as we wrap up, you looked at requests and budgets from other agencies, other parts of the government. What did you find people are looking for?
Sure. The Department of Natural Resources, they're proposing about a 2% funding cut. I know that the Department of Health Services, they're seeking a 5% funding increase to $24.4 billion. And much of that increase is coming from about a $450 million increase from the state's general fund for Medicaid. And in our story, we also looked at the University of Wisconsin system and the Wisconsin Technical College system, and they're both asking for additional money. The UW system is asking for $42 million over 2 years, and that the tech college system is seeking about $20 million in new state funding.
And lastly, circling back to Lincoln Hills, you said we're in the midst of a 20-month investigation. What's the next move here? What are we looking for?
Right. I think we're waiting. It's in the hands of the FBI at this point, and they're reviewing everything. I know that they did interviews with basically everybody that worked there, and they're you know, reviewing everything that they have. I just checked in with them recently, and they didn't have an update for when that might close. But
we'll keep watching.
We're waiting.
Molly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck. She covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. And she talked to us about Wisconsin's Department of Corrections seeking $3 million to face problems at the state's youth prisons. Mm-hmm.